Question: is the criteria for identifying harm a doctor, or is my opinion enough? Answer: your identification is sufficient if it is based on a rational fear of harm occurring. However, this fear sometimes is gained from the experience of a specialist who has seen similar cases or the personal experiences of the person himself. Question: is the possibility of harm sufficient for fasting to be abandoned, or does a person have to be certain? What are the parameters for the amount of harm? Answer: only a rational fear of harm occurring allows for a person to abandon fasting. The parameters for such a fear is acquired from general consensus, that is, the general public see the effect caused by fasting as being harmful. Question: if a person doubts whether fasting will be harmful to him or not, but a doctor tells him not to fast, what is his duty? Answer: if the statement of the doctor creates a rational fear of harm occurring, he should not fast. Question: my doctor told me that I should not fast, but by taking into consideration that he is unaware of religious laws and edicts, should I comply to his prescription? Answer: if a rational fear of harm occurring is established by the prescription of the doctor, even if he is not Muslim, fasting becomes forbidden for that person. Once he recovers, the qada must be performed before the beginning of the next Ramadan. Question: my doctor said that I should not fast, but I am certain that fasting will not harm me. What is my responsibility? Answer: if you are certain that no harm will occur and the statement of the doctor does not bring about a rational fear of harm occurring, you must fast. Question: I was told by my doctor that I must not fast. This really upset me, as I wish to fast just like everyone else. What is my duty? Answer: with the existence of an illness, your fasts are invalid and you should not fast. However, if before the next month of Ramadan you regain your health, those missed fasts should be kept. That is, the qada of those fasts should be performed. If, however, you do not regain your health before the next Ramadan, it is not required for you to keep any fast, but instead you should pay the fidya, which is approximately 750 grams of staple food such as wheat, rice, etc., which should be given to a needy person for every day that was missed of the previous year. Question: an ill person has a strong inclination that fasting is harmful to him, but regardless, he keeps the fast, and after Maghrib, it turns out that in fact, fasting was not harmful for him. Is his fast correct? Answer: with the assumption that he had a rational fear of harm occurring, his fast is invalid, and the qada of that fast is compulsory upon him. A person who knows that fasting carries no serious harm for him, even if a doctor says it does, he must fast. On the other hand, if a person is certain that fasting will cause him harm, he must refrain from fasting, even if a doctor says that no harm exists. A person in this instance must not fast, and if he does, it will not be correct. Rather, it is forbidden.